Good evening, my name is Livia Bonazzi and I'm Chief Executive Officer of the Shire of Murrumbidgee Council. I welcome you to this scheduled meeting to elect the Mayor. As per the Murrumbidgee Shire Council Governance Rules 2020 and in accordance with the Local Government Act 2020, I'll be chairing the meeting until the position of Mayor is declared. This public meeting is being live streamed via Council's website and Facebook page. A recording of the meeting will be made available for public access on our website, along with official minutes of this meeting. This evening, the meeting is being conducted without a public gallery present due to COVID-19 restrictions, limiting the number of people in the chamber that can accommodate. I'll ask councillors to stand. Murrumbidgee Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Tungurung and Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now call Murrumbidgee Shire. We are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in the municipality, who conduct business here, and those who visit. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging, who are the keepers of history, traditions, knowledge, and culture of this land. I'd like to note an apology from Councillor Geringer. Item 3 on the agenda. Does anyone have a disclosure or conflict of interest they would like to declare? Noted. I would like to now invite Councillor Sanders McCauley to reflect on their year as Mayor.
Thank you. This time last year, I was so very honoured to be entrusted by my fellow peers with the position of Mayor for the 2020-21 year. And I have endeavoured to live up to this trust during this important first year of the new council. As a chairperson of the council, the Mayor has overall responsibility for the leadership of the elected council. This includes the duty for fostering a team culture of cooperation and cohesiveness within the council. This has been of particular importance in order to effectively manage the huge workload of the many demands of the first year of this new council, including, but not limited to, effectively participating in the comprehensive induction, implementation of the new Local Government Act 2020, appointment of a new CEO, delivering and acknowledging the final year action plan of the previous council, and building and expanding upon the previous council's aspirations and strategies to inform this council's challenging council plan 2021 to 2025, which has been developed in response to the aspirations of the Murrumbidgee 10-year community vision as to articulated loudly through extensive community consultation. This year has seen the council assist and advocate for the community and businesses through a second year of the COVID-19 pandemic. I've taken this responsibility of supporting the community as mayor through this pandemic very seriously, as did the entire collective of council. I'm proud to say here tonight that this council has truly taken on the responsibility of representing and supporting the community. However, I believe that we have all been frustrated as due to the restrictions imposed by COVID, we have been limited in our ability to get out and about to meet with our valuable community members. Hopefully, with the new COVID normal, councillors will be able to once again be able to get out and about to participate in the community activities. This council has begun its term in a positive, responsive, and collaborative manner, working with and for our great community. As a councillor, I am so excited to continue this collaboration going into this next year with such a great team. In closing, thank you to all of my fellow councillors who have provided support, inspiration, as well as many challenges. And thank you to all of the council officers who have also made my year that much easier. And finally, to the community. You are why we are here in the first place. And of course, a special thank you once again, to those volunteers in our community who make Murrumbidgee Shire such a very special place. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Councillor Sue Carpenter, would you like to say a few words on your year as Deputy Mayor?
Thank you. The past 12 months have been challenging and also satisfying for me in my role as your Deputy Mayor. I have become aware of the many facets of local government. It is certainly so much more than just rates, roads and rubbish. Our councillors all have diverse skills that they bring to the table. Our differences combine to produce a team that works well together and can have robust discussion, leading to healthy decision-making for our communities. Our Mayor, Councillor McCauley, has led us with her calm, considered and respectful approach. I believe her experience has been invaluable in encouraging us to settle into our roles as councillors, and it has been a pleasure to be her deputy. Our Shire gave the councillors a most comprehensive induction program led by our acting CEO, Michael Chesworth. And I am most grateful for the depth of understanding we gained from the program under his guidance. I would like to thank our new CEO, Livia Bonazzi, for her support to me in my role as Deputy Mayor. I value her insights and clear thinking. The executive officers have been helpful as I gained an understanding of the subjects that were requiring our attention. And council officers that I've had interactions with have been patient while I grappled with IT and processes that were unfamiliar to me. The effects of the pandemic have been far-ranging, and as councillors, we have been denied the opportunity to get out into the wider communities of the Shire. I hope this may change next year and we can meet more members of the communities that we represent. I especially would like to thank the councillors for believing that I could be their Deputy Mayor and encouraging me to accept that role 12 months ago.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. On behalf of Meraldine Shire Council, I'd like to present you with a small gift, a sign of appreciation for your efforts and you have your opportunity here.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
In accordance with Section 26, Part 3 of the Local Government Act 2020, Council must by resolution determine whether the Mayor is to be elected for a one-year or two-year term. Would a councillor please propose a motion?
Yes, councillor. I move that the term of the mayor is to be for 1 year.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for the motion? Councillor Lawden, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very briefly, Madam CEO. I believe the Shire has had a habit of a practice generally of just electing the mayor for 1 year. That doesn't preclude being re-elected after the first year. And I believe that practice has stood us in good stead because it guarantees we have the chance to bring in new ideas and to, where necessary, take fresh approaches. So I heartily recommend that we run for 1 year.
Councillor
Lawden,
would you like to speak
to that? Yes, I'd just like to say, on top of what Councillor Walsh said, thinking too far ahead. But it's really good to have new blood coming in all the time to be more creative and to add some more assistance and also to give everyone a chance to be mayor. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to talk to the motion? Okay, all in favour? Motion carried. Moving on to the main part of the evening, the election of the mayor. I would like now to call for nominations for the role of mayor in Burundi Shire Council. Any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Sue Carpenter.
Councillor Carpenter, are you prepared to accept the nomination?
I accept, thank you.
Is there a seconder for the nomination? Councillor Lawley. Are there any other nominations for the role of mayor? No more nominations. In that case, it is my privilege to declare Councillor Sue Carpenter as mayor of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council for the next 1 year term. Congratulations. Thank you. I will ask Councillor Carpenter to take over the proceedings from here for this evening. Would you like to say a few words?
Thank you. Oh, thank you for voting me to be your next mayor of the Shire of Murrumbidgee. I will do my best to serve the community spread across our Shire. I will be available to listen to the needs of the community and advocate where I can. I hope to be able to meet with community groups and participate in community planning and consultation activities face to face. The COVID pandemic has denied us these opportunities, and now as restrictions are being eased, we can hopefully rely less on virtual means of engaging with people. I consider myself to be fortunate to be working with a group of councillors who give of their best to the betterment of our Shire. We are a cohesive group who have demonstrated that we can work well together, and I look forward to another constructive and productive year. I am confident that I will have support in the next 12 months from my colleagues and the council officers, and I wish to be able to support them also. Finally, I would like to thank my fellow councillors for having had the faith to select me as their mayor. Okay, I would like to call for nominations for the role of Deputy Mayor for the 1 year period. Councillor McCauley.
Mayor Carpenter. I would like to nominate Councillor Gallagher to be deputy for the next year.
Councillor Gallagher, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, thank you. Madam Mayor.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Lawley, thank you. Are there any other nominations for the role of Deputy Mayor? No. I would like to declare Councillor Gallagher as our Deputy Mayor of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council for the next year. Congratulations. Councillor representative appointments. The council determines annually which councillors it wishes to appoint as its formal representatives to the range of internal and external bodies. Councillor Gallagher, Deputy Mayor Gallagher, would you be able to read out the list of appointments, please?
Certainly, Madam Mayor, and I'd like to move that Council appoint the following councillors as Council's representatives to the committees and organisations listed in attachment 5.1.1 for the next 12 months, and to read the following list of appointments for this coming period. For the Audit and Risk Committee, councillors Carpenter, Gallagher and McCauley. For the Business and Tourism Advisory Committee, councillors Carpenter and Councillor Gerringer. To the Chief Executive Officer Employment and Remuneration Committee, councillors Carpenter, Walsh and Gallagher. The Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee is representative Councillor Gerringer. The Yay Cemetery Trust, all councillors. The Alexander Racecourse and Recreation Reserve Committee of Management is Councillor Gallagher. Alexandra Showgrounds and Recreation Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor Gallagher. The Flowerdale Community Hall Reserve Committee, Councillor Lording. Murrindindi Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor Walsh. The Stevenson's Falls Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor McCauley. The Central Ranges Local Learning and Employment Network, Councillor Lording. Flowerdale Community House Incorporated, Councillor Lording. Goulburn Broken Greenhouse Alliance, Councillor Walsh. The Goulburn Valley Waste and Resource Recovery Local Government Forum, Councillor Haslam. Municipal Association of Victoria Delegate, Councillors McCauley and Councillor Carpenter alternate. Rubicon Outdoor School Council, Councillor Gallagher and supporting Councillor McCauley. Rural Council's Victoria representative is Councillor Carpenter.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Gallagher. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Haslam. Thank you. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak to that motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Only to say what a privilege it is to meet the community in some of these forums and to extend value where it can be to the committees of management for the Crown.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Councillor Haslam, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you. I concur with what Councillor Gallagher said, and it's a privilege to be on the councils, on the committees. You learn so much about the different areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haslam. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Can we vote for the motion, please? All those in favour? Against? No? Carried. Councillor Portfolios. Council has a portfolio system in place to enable councillors to focus on specific areas of council, have input into the strategic and policy development on portfolio issues, and to better inform council. The portfolio councillor policy, adopted in June of this year, articulates the role of and support to be provided to portfolio councillors. Would a councillor please propose a motion? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that council establishes the following portfolios and councillor appointments. To the portfolio of corporate and governance, Councillor Walsh. To the portfolio of resource recovery and environment, Councillor Haslam. For community assets and emergencies, Councillor McCauley. Planning and compliance, Councillor Lording. For community engagement and wellbeing, Councillor Gallagher. And tourism, events and business support, Councillor Gerringer.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor McCauley, thank you. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. The portfolio system is a means to give all the councillors an opportunity to get a broad understanding of all of the various facets of council. And there is a limit, ideally in a policy, of 2 years service on any given portfolio for council. And to give everybody that breadth. And so this opportunity we have here is to extend our understanding of the portfolios that we've taken on and to support the officers where it can be provided.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Right, we'll vote. All those in favour? Motion carried. And that brings us to the end of our meeting. So thank you, everybody. And I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:21. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.